Hi, this is Annie, and this is my Spoken Sunday. I'm going to read out a first draft of a short story that I wrote on Friday in response to Write Anything's Fiction Friday, and the prompt was Lonely in Paradise. I scratch my matted hair, irritated by the prickly heat, by boredom, but mostly by the lack of hygiene that I now cared about. Through squinted eyes over the horizon, I fancy I see a sail. 4 full turns of the season, and not one has come closer than to tantalise and to tease me, make me scream till my throat is raw, to set fire to everything that I have in the vain hope that they see me, lonely here in paradise. I stand and stretch, unwilling to look out again, as I know that that sail will have disappeared, if it had ever been there. A dark, hollow space grows within my chest. Its creeping tendrils threaten to snake around my neck, to strangle the last bastions of hope that I harbour. I throw the dried stick onto a signal pile and ensure that the heap is still structured to give off the whitest flames as quickly as it is lit. The afternoon's warmth begins to withdraw, and I know that I must set back to camp before the jungle darkens. There's nothing larger than I living on my island, but even after all this time, the inky darkness with its strange smells and noises still frighten me. I furtively glance around to the sea, ready to accept the crushing blow of an undisturbed horizon. Quicksilver threads its way through my body. The tiny sail is attached to a boat, more like a skiff. I rub my eyes and stare. 2 figures sit bolt upright, nestled into the bosom of freedom and the safety the tiny floating vessel represents. The afternoon's breeze brings them closer, the sail billowing and straining like a fisherwoman's undergarments. I flush and sweat with the vision of the voluptuous woman exposing her breeches thus. A seagull screams in my ear and I flee like a rabbit down the cliff face down towards the wide beach. My heart hammers, not from the exertion just spent, but in fear, in excitement, and in relief. Paradise shared is even living as savagely as I did would be bearable for seasons to come. The waves suck at my legs as I splash outwards towards the boat. I stop, catching my breath as I see the wind caressing a golden curl under a wide-brimmed hat on the boat. Her pastel-printed gown starkly contrasts with his roughened jacket. They were still too far away to view their faces, and they apparently had not seen me yet. One woman between 2 men for an undetermined amount of time on my island? The thought hadn't crossed my mind till then, and then I flushed, my strict Catholic upbringing tearing at my morality. I shout out a greeting, not knowing what to say at first. The sheer giddiness of being able to converse with another human being made my head swim. The 2 figures proudly face one another, oblivious to me or to their impending landing. A seagull swoops and lands beside the figures and is joined by its mate, who chooses to perch on a gentleman's head. Their squawking quarrelling is unheeded by the couple. A cold dread rises from my bowels. I watch as the boat is swept by the waves onto the beach. The figures stare at one another, death's eyes torn by seagulls. They are bound, hand and foot with chain. Fingers are intertwined, shreds of legs still stretched out toward one another, rope fixing them to their seats. Lovers set adrift for crimes now only shared by them. I pull the boat past the tide mark, fix it securely and leave the seagulls to their meal. I can't say I hope you enjoyed that, but I hope it gave you a bit of a chill. And if you'd like to read that first draft, pop on over to my blog spot and you can find more information about me on www.annieevert.com. I'll catch you next week.